Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, we're back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Here we are, Eagles with their most complete victory of the season, 5-2. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Keep going! Keep going!
Touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, here we are, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show will be here at 6, and then the Players Lounge with Cooper DeGene at 7. Ike.
Coop.
We talked on Friday.
Don't gloss over that. We got Cooper DeGene in the house tonight,
I know,
ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Damn, it's the first time, so we got to make sure we just don't just bypass that thing.
Well, we got 4 hours.
Well, that's true.
Okay. So when we spoke.
Today's just about Cooper DeGene being on the Players Lounge.
4 straight hours of promo. Pete would love it.
Yes.
So when we talked on Friday about this game, you know, you predicted a win, but I said to you, I was like, if they pull this game off, you're going to come in very fired up on Monday.
Yeah.
And it was a complete victory, and a victory that I don't know that any of us saw coming. So I ask you, after watching that performance, where are you at today?
Well, I'm 10 toes down, back in, on our way to New Orleans. That's what I'm at. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I mean, not only did they get the win, and listen, I predicted them to win, but I didn't know it would be in such a dominant fashion as it was in the second half of that game yesterday. Listen, I was ready to get away with a nail biter. I would have been perfectly fine with a 3-point win and been just as happy. But I'm ecstatic about where this team is at right now and how they continue to grow as a team, and they've gotten better each week since the bye week. Listen, they had some things they needed to iron out the first month of the season. It's never pretty to go through. It's never comfortable to go through, especially when you're not winning games. It's hard to accept and be resilient and sort of continue to believe in the vision when you're going through the games they went through prior to the bye week. I get that. So I'm not faulting any fan that had their concerns early in the season. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing. But I do take a little solace and a little vindication. And I preached about being patient. And at 2-2, this team was starting to, or they still had the opportunity to achieve their goals. Listen, we're 3 games since the bye week. They're sitting at 5-2. It was a good win yesterday. And here's the great thing about what they've looked like over the last 3 weeks. They haven't reached their ceiling. They haven't reached their high water mark where you say, listen, this is the best they can be. They can't even be any better than what we've seen. They actually can be better than what they've shown us yesterday and in the weeks prior to yesterday. That's the good thing. And that's where they're trending and working towards. And as I look at the rest of the schedule, there are no guaranteed wins here. Eagles still got a lot of work to do. I'm just saying, my sort of dare to dream, suspend all sort of disbeliefs, I can now start thinking about that again. They got a long way to go to get there, but I can at least start to at least think about that. Think about that. And though, when you have those type of lofty goals, it makes the season that much more exciting and that much more fun as we move forward. We got a lot of football left to play. 5-2 right now with a chance to be 6-2 next week. If they take care of business Sunday, it won't be an easy game against a dangerous, wounded Jacksonville Jaguar team. But we got a good football team here. Got a good football team here. Got a good football team here. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. We got a good football team here. Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Before I pass the mic to you two.
Yeah.
Because we'll heap a lot of praise on Jalen, QB1. Whoo! I saw when he showed up to the game yesterday. I knew it then.
He's in a suit.
Oh, dude, he had
all
that
business.
Suit
business
on
trip.
Yesterday.
Business
nice.
Trip.
Look nice.
That's
yesterday.
What we wore to New York.
Look good. Devontae Smith's outfit. A little bit of Bobby Brown 1992. I could have dealt without that, but he showed up yesterday on the field.
He did.
We're going to give players a lot of credit today. We'll even give coaches credit today, like Vic Fangio and the young defense. Oh, Kellen Moore under center.
But what about the other coach? Oh,
that's where I want to make sure I point it out.
Yeah.
The head coach.
But he didn't do anything yesterday,
right? Oh, no, the head coach. He didn't do anything yesterday. You know what he's done since the bye week? He's gotten his team refocused and on the same page. And they're playing complementary football. And they're pulling all in the same direction. He and the quarterback on the same page. He and his offensive coordinator on the same page. Defensive coordinator, same page. Everybody's pulling in the same direction, being led by Nick Sirianni. I want to make sure I point that out in my opening monologue. Nick Sirianni leading the charge. Leading the charge. Because a lot of what happens, Spike, isn't about what just happens on the field. It's about what happens off the field. The stuff that we can't see. The stuff that these players continue to tell us why they respect and love playing for this guy for. Give him his credit. He has his team at 5-2 right now. Floor is yours.
So that was an excellent win yesterday. I mean, against a good team, regardless of what the record is,
mm-hmm.
a good team on the road, a team that needed the game in a real way at 3-4, the
yep.
Bengals.
And they,
let's
at home.
At home. And let's not forget, the Eagles were underdogs yesterday as well. And I, too, would have taken, when it was 10-10, I was like, well, maybe we can squeak out a 21-19 victory here or something.
Hopefully.
But from an offensive performance, they got a great performance out of the offensive line, who continues to, no matter who's actually lining up there, continues to be a strength of the team year in, year out, game in, game out.
Stoutland U.
But most importantly, they got one of the best performances I've seen in Jalen Hurts' career, honestly. Definitely the best performance of this year. And I know he's had a lot of great games, but in this game, he showed growth. And you mentioned Nick and Jalen. And Nick and Jalen, I think, at the bye, both faced, and specifically for Nick after the bye, faced a period of discomfort. And the only way that you can get better and the only way that you can get great is to put yourself in uncomfortable positions and be honest with yourself about what your weaknesses are and what you need to work on. And I think the week of criticism that Nick Sirianni faced was a good moment for him to assess who he was and where he was and who he needed to be moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he didn't need to be fired up, but he needed to focus that energy in the right situation. He needed to look at himself and say, here's what I'm good at, here's what I'm not good at, and I need to face those things and overcome them and be great at the things I need to be great at for this team to be as good as I want them to be, mm-hmm. right? He faced that.
Yep.
And then Jalen Hurts yesterday, you know, he was under center 20-some times.
Mm.
He threw the ball over the middle 6 times. I believe it was 6 of 6 throwing the ball over the middle.
Mm.
And finally, I think Jalen also got to a point, and maybe it's because he has a new voice in there, maybe it's because he has Kellen Moore in there, or maybe it's because he actually looked at himself and said, hey, this way that we're doing things might have been good enough 2 years ago, but isn't good enough this year. And I was hoping that the offense we saw against Cleveland, the offense we saw against the Giants specifically, was a baseline to build on. Wasn't the future. Wasn't this is exactly how we're going to do things. Can't win with the quarterback throwing the ball 14 times, right? Mm-hmm. But this is a base that we can build on. And what I saw from Jalen Hurts yesterday, for the first time this year, I saw a quarterback that I thought to myself, okay, we can win with him playing this way. We can win with him playing this way. He was decisive. He was, you know, when he ran with the ball, he decided very quickly to run with the ball. He threw routes where he led receivers in a different way than I've seen him do. He made decisions more quickly, and he did not put, aside from one iffy pass to Kenny Gainwell, didn't put the ball in harm's way. Look, the defense was fantastic again.
It's getting better, man. It's getting better each week.
Getting better every week, and I thought better in a different way. It's not like they were hitting Joe Burrow left and right, but they still managed to keep that team.
They kept the explosive play, plays down.
And I just think everybody from the coaches to the players deserve a lot of credit for digging deep and saving the season. And last thing is last year, what happened was they hit trouble and they didn't know what to do when they hit trouble. Mm-hmm. And this year, though it wasn't as extreme, they were certainly...
They hit trouble early.
They hit trouble.
Yep.
They were lost in a lot of ways. And instead of splintering apart and pointing fingers, and maybe it was good the Sirianni thing happened when it happened to sort of, you know, band them together, who knows, whatever it is. But they were faced with a difficult situation, and they came together and got better.
Yep.
And acknowledged, even guys like Bryce Huff are getting better. These things are happening. Nolan Smith is getting better.
Yep.
These guys are getting better instead of falling apart. And this really felt like a season that was on the brink, honestly, going into the Giants game. They lose that game. I don't know what happens with the rest of the season. But not only do they win it, they won it convincingly. They went into Cincinnati. They won that convincingly. And for now, I'm not where you are. I'm not Super Bowl team. I need to see repeats of this several times. Capable of doing it this week? Absolutely. I'm not they're here, they've arrived, any sorts of things. I do agree that they can get better and those sorts of things, but I need to see this sort. They don't need to win by 20 points every week, but they need complete efforts every week.
They don't need to win by 20 points every week.
Well, I'll take 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, I'm just saying that. Yeah. Now they've won by double digits. That was a criticism for everybody.
Well, sure.
It's winning by double digits. They've done it consecutive weeks.
Sure, and I'll take it. I'll take it. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are now a contender? Do you believe? Are you back in?
Listen.
Yes.
You and my compadre here to the right, you need to hang in there today. It could be a tough day for you today.
Well, only one.
Well, hold on. I'm here to get back. Just understand that.
What does that mean?
Get back? That's to remind you of what I told you all about this damn team moving forward. Yeah. Slow to praise, but quick to criticize you two.
Oh, is this the thing?
I'm just saying.
No, I saw on Twitter all last night.
Have it in. Have it today. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
make sure the praise is as loud as the criticism.
Yeah. Jack.
Shut up. They played well. I'm happy. This is my problem. I came on. I was so excited to be happy. I just want to be happy. And I was like, well, they've been mostly bad.
Mostly bad?
They've been mostly bad since the Buffalo game.
Oh,
like,
God.
That's why yesterday was so massive. Like, beating the Giants, you should. That's awesome. I'm glad they put together a full game.
Yeah.
That was a real win yesterday. That was awesome.
Okay.
That was what I...
Hey, add Joe Burrow to the list.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh.
To the list of top 10 quarterbacks that Jalen Hurts has gone head-to-head with
top
and defeated.
Five.
Top five? Ooh, that's right. Top five quarterbacks.
Easily top five.
Top five quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's impressive for the 15th best quarterback in the league to be top five QB.
I'm just saying, all the guys he went against, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen. Jordan Love.
Tua, Dak, Jordan Love, all these
Zach
guys.
Zach Wilson.
I'm just saying, all these guys he's gone against, he's beaten. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
All I'm saying is there's only one person on this show. It wasn't the guy who opened the show with victory. It wasn't Spike.
What do you mean?
It was hold on. Hold on.
Go ahead.
One guy felt a run coming, and that was me.
Well, you did say a run was coming.
Felt a run coming.
Yeah. Well, right. Hold on.
Are you two guys done congratulating yourselves today?
I'll let you run with that. It wasn't as if I was opposed to the run.
It wasn't,
comment.
But
what? No, you jumped out there.
I felt it in my bones.
You said it first. I know
this football team.
I piggybacked off of it and agreed with you.
Just like the standing O.
And let it be known that two of the three of us are concerned with who's right, and one of us is only concerned with being honest.
Listen, Spike. Some days,
gotta check the scoreboard.
Some days. You have days like today.
Okay.
And I don't get many days like this.
Okay.
I don't get many days like this where I need to revel in.
They've been in two Super Bowls in 6 years.
I'm just saying, being right.
Okay.
Being right as much as I'm right about this team.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm glad to see everybody on board again.
Yes. That felt like 22 yesterday. That felt like 2022.
All right. That's all. Let me have it.
Well, I was right about him being under center. 215-592-9494.
Right about that.
215-592-9494.
The Eagles listen to that. Yeah.
Now that we stopped patting each other on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. The first 15 minutes. Here's what we were right about.
Yeah, suck it.
Okay. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What I tell y'all?
Yep. Tell him, Corey.
I'm already turning.
Everybody was scared of the Bengals. Well, I ain't even trying to be blasphemous. Listen, I'm a religious guy, but listen, he may not come. See, all y'all wanting to do stuff when he didn't need to. He said, "Watch this." I told y'all on Friday. I said, "Michael Jordan, he's back." Did I tell y'all that?
I had
conversations. I knew it was coming. Joe Burrow, top five. He was on the sideline shaking. I was there. He was walking in. He was like, "Why can't I beat this guy? Why can't I be like him?" Hey, we was playing with him so much. My boy went out there with mismatched shoes on. He said, "Why can't I do? I don't need matching shoes on to show y'all what I'm about to do." Hey, man, this defense coming together. I need all the Aaron from Mount Airy. You said, "Oh, I know this on Madden. I do this on Madden." That's why you play Madden, boy. Stick to your stick, because you don't know the game like number one do. Spike, I don't want to hear number no 15-ranked quarterback. You better stop. You love passer rating, right? Tell me where he ranked at now. Tell me where QB at right now. I want to know.
I don't know. Where does he rank?
All right, baby. He top 10, baby.
Oh.
And he keep climbing. He going to keep climbing. 15-ranked. You can miss me with that. Hey, everybody want to find a coach. Oh, he can't coach. This guy got to go. Hey, man, ever since all that crap, my coach, what is he, 5-2? And I'm going to keep saying it. We want Saquon Barkley drop away from being 6-1. I'm going to keep saying that. Go Birds, baby. We back. Don't predict the Super Bowl, Ike. Remember what
Nope, I didn't.
He said New Orleans in the first 2 minutes.
I did not.
You did.
Did.
You go into a trance.
I just said
know
I felt like that's where we're headed.
Well, what does that mean?
Man. I didn't predict that's what was happening.
I just want all the calls. Don't hide today. Y'all had a lot of bass in y'all's voice on Friday, Thursday. Oh, he ain't do nothing but the Giants. Show up today. Don't make me
He did.
I know exactly who you are.
He was awesome.
Did you just say, "I know exactly who you are"?
I know.
Who do you think you are? I am? Is that what you're doing?
Don't make me have to call y'all out tomorrow.
Call them out, C.
Say names. Say the names.
Call them out.
Aaron from Mount Airy, I need to see you. I need to see you. As OG Wade said, bobblehead Tom from Abington. I need to see y'all today. Everybody that has disrespect, I don't even know whose show y'all call. Just call our show and let us know. Say, "I'm sorry." That's all we want to hear. Just hang up.
No. All right, Corey.
One person is not going to say sorry. Yeah. It's certainly Spike.
Well, here's the thing. He played great yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
But. Let me just throw this out.
Go ahead, cook.
They played Jacksonville on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So let's say he is 16 of 28 with an interception and a rushing touchdown. They lose.
We don't turn the ball over.
But let's just say he does.
Okay.
Let's just say he does. You can't say, "Well, that's it. He's a bad quarterback." So he played great yesterday, and I'm not just going to say, "Okay, now everything that I believed previous to that point is gone." He played great. I acknowledged he played great. He played great in a way that I have not seen this year. And if he continues to play great in that way, they can go a long way. But what I will not concede on is if he plays a bad game, it's just wait for next week. And if he plays a good game, there we go. There we have it. The answer, right. The problem is solved. So that's the only thing I'll say about that. And if you are a Jalen Hurts backer, you should be
celebrate today.
Yes,
with how he
yes. I want to make sure people know it's okay.
It's yes, okay.
This
yes.
is the day we overreact.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Right.
Second best team in the NFC, Spike.
Listen. Argument there to be made, huh? What are you gonna tell me, Green Bay?
I don't know.
They just struggled to beat Houston and Jacksonville in back-to-back weeks, winning by last-second field goals. We beat the Packers.
Yeah.
Who are you going to tell me? Who else?
You know what it is?
Niners.
Niners?
Rams?
Well, Rams?
The team in our division
Commanders?
Is also 6-2.
Ah, dude. Let me tell you, they should have lost yesterday in Chicago.
There's a couple of games we could have lost, too.
Oh, come on, you know what it is?
I don't think there is.
They also won a game kicking 7 field goals.
I don't think there is a second best team in the NFC.
Sure it is.
In the NFC, I don't think there is
one.
It
has to be.
I don't think there is one.
You'll put Washington right now. I'm just saying right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Well, right now.
It's okay to say right
well,
now.
Well, no. Right now, I would say Minnesota. I would say
Washington. Oh, I forgot about Minnesota. Yeah.
Two straight losses.
Minnesota, Washington. And they're not there yet, but I would be terrified of playing the Rams.
They got a long way to go, though.
But they're only 3-4. They're a game out of the division.
I'm just saying it's going to be tough for them to get out of their division.
Yeah,
that division is.
For sure.
Here's what I would say, Spike. And here's why. And I know right now, I wouldn't have the Eagles necessarily number two right now. I'm kind of foreseeing it, right?
Uh-huh. I would.
The Eagles are the more seasoned bunch of that group.
Yes.
Their quarterback and head coach have gone into the deep waters. They know what it's like to play with those expectations. I'll see if the Redskins, or Commanders, excuse me, can continue to play under the spotlight when now they become the team on everybody's schedule where you're like, we better come with our best game to beat the Commanders.
Well, by the way, another
Minnesota too.
Another team we didn't even mention that actually beat us this year and won again yesterday is the Falcons. And the
Falcons are sneaky.
Yeah,
they are sneaky.
The Falcons, and Kirk Cousins playing great.
Yeah.
Playing
time. Yeah.
Well, it's true. And they won
the Falcons
in the link.
Win that division.
They won in the link.
They're good, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think here is the best.
That's a sneaky team. You're right.
The best thing that you could say about the NFC in Eagles' perspective is that outside of the Lions, there is no team that has separated themselves
right.
from the pack.
Right.
So the Eagles are, if you consider the Lions the favorite, the Eagles are right there beneath the Lions with the other teams that are competing and absolutely have an opportunity to put themselves in position to be the second best team in the
NFC. I like our weapons over Washington's weapons.
I do too. I do too.
Right.
Except for one specific
Minnesota
weapon.
Has good – stop, man. Minnesota has good weapons. So does Green Bay.
Yeah.
I just can't believe Washington gave out Donovan's number like that. It's disrespectful.
That's Heath Shuler's number, man.
Oh, number gave out his yeah. number. Yeah, I thought number you meant his phone number.
It's simply a joke.
What did I miss?
It was just a joke.
Yeah.
It was just a joke.
I was
sitting
you.
On that one for a little bit.
Yeah.
It didn't land. Clearly.
No.
We've seen
that a little bit over the last 24 hours, jokes that don't land.
Yeah, well, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Well, much like the Eagles offense, I don't score in the first segment.
Well,
yeah. You got to warm up.
Oh, yesterday was nonsense. They would have scored.
So are we counting that as a
– they scored in the first drive, right?
I'm with Elliot. They scored on their first drive.
It was a first drive that looked so much better than every other
now,
first
I will say,
drive they've had this
when
year.
The Bengals scored as fast as they did, I was like, this could be a long day. We had Nolan Smith covering Jamar Chase in the end zone.
It looked like Tampa. It reminded me of the Tampa game. They just moved up. Okay. We got a lot to talk about. Big show.
Big day.
Coach Sirianni, winner speaks at 3:15. We will air that. You'll be able to hear that entire thing right here. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4:00.
Five.
And then the rest is you. Are you back in? Do you fully believe in the Eagles? 215.
I can tell. I feel good to be back
I
in.
I can
too.
Tell.
I'm about 8 toes in.
I don't like being half in and half out.
I know. I felt that out of
they
you.
They made it hard for me.
They
those
did.
Those first 4 games.
Pause.
Yes. I'm back in.
Looks like they did it yesterday as well. All right. We're at Chickies and Pizza South Philly, pregame, in-game, or postgame. Chickies and Pizza is your destination for the Eagles all season long. Online at chickiesandpizza.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, boy. There he is.
New Orleans.
Ike is taking us to New Orleans. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly planning our trip to New Orleans.
Is there Chickie's in New Orleans?
I don't think so.
Come on, Pete.
Is there?
I'd be shocked if there isn't.
Yeah.
They're everywhere else.
Yeah, I think it'd do well in New Orleans.
The Brandon Graham Show tonight and every Monday night at 6, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas and
Pete's
Elliot Shore.
He's just yelling
Park.
Cooper DeJean.
Are you going to let me talk?
What's about Cooper DeJean and the Players Lounge? That's what I'm talking about. Pete's yelling at us to say Cooper DeJean.
I was about to say Cooper DeJean.
It's a big win yesterday, Spike.
Pete's like Herb.
Everybody's like Herb right now.
This guy.
Let Spike concentrate, man.
Well, let me.
Why'd you go to a phone call?
Because I'm going to kill you. Because I just tried to say three sentences and you talked twice in the middle of the three sentences. I'm just trying to set up the segment.
All right.
All right. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
What's up, Nick?
I think we're doing all right.
The trio of two, that's what I'm going to say.
The trio of two.
And Coop, the Cooper DeJean, the tackling machine. That's all I got to say. Coop in the house.
How about that?
I call Friday, and before we argued about Patrick or Patricia, I said, we're going to dominate Cincinnati because they stink. Now, they don't stink, but I just thought this team was trending in a positive direction, and I saw some things out of Cleveland and the Giants game that I thought they could replicate on Sunday. And Jack can show you my little bet slip, plus 1,000 parlay for the Eagles, cashed it all. The birds are back.
Well, I think you should be careful in saying that the Bengals aren't good. Because for this game to mean as much as we want it to mean, the Bengals have to be good. So
they
were underdogs on Sunday, and they were, you know, just to put it in perspective, I take the line of the game to be important. It's not everything, but it's important. We're only 3-point favorites against the Giants, and then we were dogs in Cincinnati. So, you know, it wasn't just people in Philadelphia who were questioning whether the Eagles were any good. I think because Pittsburgh is a 6-point favorite over the Giants. I think it was everybody that was questioning whether the Eagles were any good. And I think winning that game in Cincinnati, with them being in the situation that they're in, that's a big win. That's a truly quality win. And I think that win is much more impressive than the Packers win, even though the Packers are a better team. The Packers game.
They are now.
Yeah.
I think the Packers are a better team now. I think we play them today. I think we could still win that game, but I think we had them at a disadvantage. We just seemed a little more organized as a squad.
Yeah, we might just be the better team.
We might, yeah. Right.
We act like the Packers are blowing the doors off for everybody. They're squeaking by in wins, too.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Love is hiding a lot of the flaws they have. But, no, listen, I felt confident in this team. I thought there were a lot of things they kind of showed they were trending for. Look, what's the one thing I yelled about on Friday? Well, a lot of things. But one of the things was, like, there's a 10-yard by 40-yard slot in the middle of the field. It's not the Bermuda triangle, but Bermuda rectangle for him. Mm-hmm. And he went down to me. He went to Devontae all the way in the end zone. But he hit a couple ones short, 10, 15 yards in the middle of the field. Like, and you see, when he's behind center and all these guys.
Like, saw yesterday. You, how many plays?
All
fight?
These guys.
21 plays under center.
Looks different.
Yeah. Right? Well,
it looks different.
Yeah.
Well, the offense looks different because he's embracing what they're asking him to do. I want that to be known to everybody. It's not like everybody wants to create this. Nick Sirianni was messing up the play calling earlier in the year. Now he's let Kellen Moore do his own thing. No, that's not been the case. What has happened is Jalen is starting to embrace the things they need him to do to expand the offense, to do some of the things he hasn't necessarily been comfortable with doing. Now he's sort of embracing it, and he's seeing the results of it.
Well, and we heard from two different people last week. I think it was Baldy, maybe it was Jaws as well. That RPO offense is dead across the NFL. So if Jalen thought, look, I did this in 22, we can do it this way and it can work, it's just defenses have adjusted to it, and it's not going to work as well anymore. And from a run game perspective, so we keep going back to we're a running team. Okay, cool. But that means more than more touches for Saquon Barkley.
Right.
It means structurally – What are you doing? What looks are you giving?
Schematically. What are we running?
Yes. And when you look at him under center, specifically, by the way, when they have fullback in there as well.
Ben Van Summer. Spartan Dog. Yep.
Everything looks better. Mm-hmm. And it gives Saquon an opportunity to get 4 and 5 and 6 yard gains without doing anything other than running straight forward where the hole is. You know, when you're in shotgun, he almost has to make a move before he does anything. I know it gives Jalen an advantage, but I think it puts Saquon at a disadvantage. You can see when they're under center, not only does the run game work better, but it does another thing. It does something else. When he's under center, they're almost always going to stack the box because they're almost sure it's going to be
defend against the run first.
Right.
So you have to commit to it.
And then the difference between a play-action pass out of when he's under center and the RPO thing where it's a fake that nobody buys, and even if they do give it to him, they're not worried about it anyway, it just makes everything work better, especially as a running team. So if they were going to redefine themselves as this, which they have, Saquon had another 108 yards yesterday. By the way that I want to see him get it is in the second half of the game, specifically drive in the fourth quarter.
They stuck with it in the first half, though.
Yes.
It wasn't very successful, but they kept running it.
For sure.
Love it.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's, marks-jewelers.com. Who deserves the most credit for the Eagles turning their season around? All right, four options here.
Ooh, who you got?
Sirianni rallying them, Hurts fixing turnovers, Vic Fangio, and WIP holding them accountable.
Yeah, way to throw us in there.
Well, yeah. I just don't think we're getting enough credit.
I don't think it's nothing.
If we don't yell after the Browns game, I don't think you get this reaction.
Sure.
So what do you think is one? Hurts, Sirianni, Hurts fixing
for
turnovers.
For me, it's Nick Sirianni.
Okay.
For me, it's Nick Sirianni.
So
it would be between Nick Sirianni and Jalen not turning the ball over anymore.
So 51% say Hurts fixing turnovers.
Okay.
18% Sirianni rallying them.
Okay.
18% Vic Fangio. And 13% WIP accountability.
Well, you know, damn, well, we weren't getting that's more credit than I thought we would.
Yeah, I'm very happy with 13%.
We're hanging in there.
If we get 13% on the Twitter poll, it means in real life we deserve 25%.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
saying.
Well,
and I think it does lead to Elliot hopefully asking Nick about it at the press conference.
Message to Elliot.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I do believe those top two vote-getters are the main reasons for why they've sort of turned their season around. Jalen has fixed some of the careless plays that he was having where you're forcing some of the action and is leading the turnovers, putting your team in a deficit or taking points off the board. Nick Sirianni has even sort of gotten out of the way from the standpoint of, I do believe in those first few games, he was trying to put his imprint on the game by his decisions to go for it on fourth down. I do believe that. I don't believe he was making play calls and all the other stuff, but I believe there were decisions made in the game that changed the momentum of games that I thought he could have made it a lot easier on his guys. Now, he's still being aggressive when he sees fit to do it, but there is something about respecting your opponent on the road and taking points when you need to take points there. So I want to make sure I give him credit for this team not unraveling falling apart and pointing the fingers at each other. Because I believe it has as much to do with that as it does the guys embracing what the coaches are asking them to do. The difference in the practices, that goes to Nick, the tackling in practice as far as tackling drills, putting on the pads. That's all Nick Sirianni. That's all Nick Sirianni. The speeches, the thing that rally these guys, that they sort of rally around and stick with each other, that's all Nick Sirianni standing up in front of his squad and delivering these messages, and they didn't fall apart. That has to go to the coach.
Well, two other
has to go to the coach.
Two other coaching notes. The first one on Sirianni, he repeatedly said defensively, look, we are not tackling the way that we supposed
pointed
to.
Pointed it out, yes.
And the last 3 weeks, it looks like they have different players, to be honest with you, from a tackling standpoint. Now, I think one addition, having Cooper DeJean in there, is obviously a big advantage from a tackling standpoint.
Yeah.
But they're all doing a better job doing that. And the second thing from a coaching standpoint is Jalen embracing these little aspects of the offense. Think about how many times he threw a ball to a receiver yesterday that looked like there was actual space.
Mm-hmm.
And when because that allows Kellen Moore. People keep saying, well, Kellen Moore's got to scheme him open. Kellen Moore's got to scheme him open. But when he has limited options in terms of what he can call, it's a lot more difficult to scheme guys open. But there were guys open in the middle of the field yesterday.
He saw the field so much better yesterday.
Yep. And
he saw the field.
Even the curl stuff that AJ runs usually, there was one of them where he had 7 yards in between him and his defender, and I just think it gives the defender so much more that they have to think about when there are different options for us offensively, and you just see more guys open, which makes Jalen's job easier, by the way.
Jalen is trusting the offense, and he saw the field probably his best yesterday. Spread the ball around, Calcaterra catches, AJ catches, Devontae catches. Like, he spread the ball around yesterday, and you could see him sort of going through his progressions and being patient back there in the pocket versus leaving the pocket too early. You saw that yesterday.
And good quarterbacks do that. You saw with Burrow yesterday. Burrow doesn't just throw to Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow throws to everybody. And to be a good quarterback and have a good offense, you got to throw it.
How many passing attempts
did Jalen have?
Yeah.
20.
And he probably had two or three scrambles that was a call pass play made because he had no sacks.
Might have been.
So
yeah.
I'm wondering if there were a couple other pass play calls that he took off on. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is they didn't call more than 25 passing plays yesterday.
No, and the good thing is if there were scrambles, they were quick decisions for
him. Mm-hmm.
There are so many times where there is a lane for him to run and he doesn't take it, and then it's gone by the time he runs. Or he's got to run around the end or something by the time he runs. If it's not there and he takes it, now I know a few of those Jalen runs were definitely called runs.
Quarterback called runs, yeah.
But if there were scrambles that turned into runs and they're not sticking out in our mind, it just means he made the decision much more quickly. 215-592-9494. Before I get to your call, I want to talk to you about a mistake that you've made all summer. I told you to replace your old drafty windows. You didn't do it. Here we are on the borderline of winter. You still haven't done it. Just go Guida right now. They're going to make it more affordable if you go Guida right now and get it done before the winter. It's the buy one, get one half off sale for every door, every window you buy. The second one, 50% off. And you can mix and match. So you buy a door, let's say you buy a patio door, but then you also need a window. Window becomes 50% off. You buy a couple windows, but, oh, I need a new entry door. I need a new screen door or something, 50% off. Mix and match all you want. The more you buy, the more you save. Also, you're going to start that entire project with no money down, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now, because this is only for a limited time and there are restrictions. So call 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll give you full details and you can even get a free no obligation in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Casey in North Carolina, you're on WIP. What's up, Casey?
Hey, we're good, y'all. What's good?
What's up?
What up, Casey?
I don't want to buy into like the Super Bowl thing just yet because the biggest issue is basically consistency. Like, we looked amazing yesterday. It does look like Jalen bought into whatever it is that they've been trying to preach. I do give Nick a ton of credit just because he didn't stand out as a problem. As long as Nick not standing out as a problem, he's doing fine because, I mean, we got you know, OCs and DCs that we should lean on. I do think Vic needs a lot more credit than what we're giving him. And I know we give him a little bit of credit. The defense looks tremendous compared to what they looked like and what we expected them to look like coming into the season. Nolan Smith, them young boys. I'm okay with Slade's little groin flaring up because I want to see them young boys come out there. Them young
Did you
boys
call it a little groin? Is this little groin flaring up?
Yeah, I want them to have a little, because I don't want to put no real injury on them just in case, you know, later we need them.
Just a week to week.
Believe me, we still need Slay. Yes.
Yeah, big play yesterday, too, by Slay.
A huge play in the end zone.
Yes.
And we have so much to talk about, but Isaiah Rodgers comes in, and that play, CJGJ, I guess, gets the interception, but that play by Isaiah Rodgers was awesome. That was an awesome play.
And Quinyon dropped another pick.
Yes. Now, this one wasn't quite as egregious as the other one.
That's the feel near the sidelines.
Yeah, nah, he was good. I want to see more of the young boys. I love Coop and Kenyon, whatever. I love all of that. I love everything about it. I just need consistency, bro. I don't want to jump off the porch too soon and then I'm looking stupid the next week.
Oh, Casey, suspend all of that, man. Live a little.
Be realistic, Casey. We need you.
Oh, man. Well, how much fun is it to be a fan when you're putting restraints on yourself, when you're putting limitations on your excitement?
Because I was a Bronco with you. That's why.
Yeah.
It's okay. We get back on the horse, though.
Real quarterback.
I played three bets this weekend and $1,000 each and lost three of them. So I can't put my faith in that.
$1,000 each?
What do you mean? That like you put $1,000 on it or to win $1,000?
Yeah, to win $1,000.
Okay.
No. I bet $1,000 per
hour.
Oh,
right. Well, you're out of control with it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, we're trying to get.
Jack's kid's got to go to college here. What
maybe,
are you doing?
Maybe call someone.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of safe stuff. I only bet on stuff that's supposed, like the Ravens were supposed to win the game.
Well, that's how they get your money, man. Yeah.
But you know, I'm back out here tonight. You got to, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to bounce back Monday night, man.
Listen, you can't win it all back by not playing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Whoa. All right. Thank you for the call.
Sorry. I watched I saw a clip from Luke Bryan.
Yeah. All right. That is not how you should handle sports gambling. You can't win it back.
That's
by
a great motto, man.
That's very easy to say when you throw $5 on a five-leg parlay.
Right, yeah.
Spike.
No, I'm trying to help
Kate
you.
Kate Otten plus 2,100 for two.
No, there's going to be responsible gambling around here. 215-592-9494. JT and Bala Kinwood. You're on WIP. What's up, JT?
Oh, yeah, I got to change that. I'm with a Langhorne, too. I ain't in Bala Kinwood no more. What's up, brother?
What's up, JT?
Well, thank God.
Cut it out. Jack. What's going on, though, man? Now, Spike?
Yeah.
Jack, I ain't taking that fake run from you because you're not really an Eagles fan. You're already dogging Jalen Hurts out. Like,
only one person on the show felt this run coming.
Yeah, all right. What kind of pie you like, Spike?
What do you mean?
What's your favorite pie?
I would say apple. I'm an apple piesman.
I'm going to get you apple pie. I'm going to put some humble sauce in there too for you, though, brother.
What was that wrong about? What was that wrong about?
You just kept ragging hard on Jalen Hurts. Even now, you're giving him backhanded compliments talking about he missed the running lanes. Like, come on, bro. The backhanded compliment.
No. I wasn't. Wait, what? What's a backhanded compliment?
You said that there's lanes at times he could run and he's missing them. That's what you said. You said he'd be missing the running lanes.
That he what? I'm sorry.
That he's missing. That sometimes he doesn't see certain running lanes.
No. I'm saying he doesn't take them. Look, JT, here's the thing. Is you got to – I'll tell you about my job. You can do whatever you want. If I see Jalen Hurts not playing well, whether I like the Eagles or not, I do obviously, I have to say, here's what I see. And the truth is that up until this week, Jalen had not played well enough. It's the truth. He hadn't played well enough. He was not throwing the ball over the middle of the field. They were not under center. He was putting the ball in a bad position too many times. It's just the truth. And it doesn't make it impossible. I said this several times. It doesn't make it impossible that he gets better. But if you don't acknowledge when you're not playing well, you're never going to get better. So at no point did I say Jalen can't play better. I said Jalen's not playing well enough. And I don't think I need any humble pie. I didn't come into this weekend and say Jalen will never be good enough or that he can't play well against the Bengals. I said he needed to play better, and he did. And the only reason you're calling today and saying this is because in your heart, deep down, you knew he needed to play better too. and you knew it wasn't good enough. And you can call me and say I was wrong, and that's fine. But you wouldn't have this tone today if you didn't think that was a different game that he played yesterday compared to every other game he's played this year.
So response to what you said, and I agree with you 100%. Everything you said is accurate. He does need to be a player. My only issue with it was I don't think coaching was telling him. People kept making it seem like he didn't want to go in the center or he didn't want to throw over the middle. I think if he was corrected, he's humble enough to do that. But I don't think he was being coached up that way. That's what I kept saying. I said, if they coach him up and tell him the right way to play, I have a doubt in my mind that he's willing to listen to redirection and take the advice. And he did it. He did it, right?
Well, can I ask you this, JT?
Yeah, he had to do it, JT, because they pointed out to him on film multiple times where guys were open had he just gone through his progressions. Like, here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying. It's not as if all of a sudden the Eagles started running routes with receivers across the middle of the field. It's up to the quarterback to go through his progressions and deliver the ball in those certain areas. So what happens is that you go back on film and you watch previous weeks and you're saying, well, man, you can see this guy open right here. Had you just come off of AJ, maybe you see this guy here open. You see that guy open. So now Jalen isn't necessarily fixated on getting the ball just one place. I believe he's actually going through his progressions. He waited on AJ for that third down pass across the middle of the field. Like, he didn't – he went through his other progressions and AJ was on the backside. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Listen, I agree with everything you're saying, but how many times you seen on sideline when he make a bad pass, you see my post like, yo, that's not it. That's not it. It was right here. This is supposed to go right here. You don't see a lot of that happening in the game. Now, they might do it off the field where we can't see it, but during the game, how many times you see people pull him aside and redirect them like, yo, that wasn't it. Right here is where you're supposed to go.
I mean, I would think he talks to Kellen Moore after every single drive.
Well, and here's the other thing. Appreciate the call, JT. Here's the other thing. Everybody is different with coaching. I don't know this for certain. I don't know if Jalen likes to be coached on the sideline like that.
Sure.
Like, sometimes it's more or less like, just leave me alone, let me figure it out. You know what I'm saying? He may not want somebody in his ear or in his face after every series.
Which is fine, by the way.
But you had better play well
right.
when you don't want that sort of correction and coaching during the game.
And I will never know the answer to this, but I refuse to believe that Kellen Moore got here and decided he wasn't going to do the things that he did in other places.
It made him successful.
That made him successful.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Now, what I'm not saying is Jalen refused to do it. I don't think that happened. But he clearly –
Didn't prefer to do it. Like, it's okay to say that. It's okay to say Jalen has accepted a larger role in a more expansive or extensive look into the playbook where he's willing to try some things that he may not necessarily be comfortable with. And saying, you know what, this isn't just about what I'm comfortable with. This is what's for the betterment of the team. This is going to help Saquon be a better runner. This is going to help our play action game. This is going to give the coach a more in-depth, he has the ability to go deeper into his playbook as opposed to being limited to the only 10 to 15 plays that he likes running. You can get deeper into the playbook with some of this stuff. I think a fullback is in there right now.
The thing that stood between Ben Simmons and being a Hall of Fame player is acknowledging what he wasn't good at.
Mm-hmm.
And what he continued to tell everybody is like, look at me. Look at how successful I am. How successful I am. Even though there were other things that everyone in the world saw that he could do better, he looked and he said, but I'm an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
But I have this many assists. And you know what? One day you wake up and your opportunity to get better has passed you by. And I applaud Jalen Hurts for acknowledging, obviously, that there were things that he could do better to not only make the team better, but make him better
as well.
You know what
it took, though, Spike? You know what it took? It took him not succeeding for 4 weeks, though.
Right, yes.
It took him getting his back beat in, pause, for 4 weeks at the quarterback position. He led the league in turnovers through the first 4 weeks. So he had to eat a little humble pie. I'm talking about you eating humble pie.
Sure.
No, Jalen had to eat a little humble pie going into the bye week. And that's why he's more willing to sit down with the head coach and come to a meeting of the minds. Because you know what? Doing it the way I want to do it isn't working. Isn't working. I'm out here looking like I'm the worst quarterback in the league. And maybe I need to accept a little bit more coaching and be a little bit more humble and embracing different things that can help the team out in its entirety. Like, and that's what I think Jalen, what happened for Jalen over the bye week, is it that he had a nice little epiphany that says, you know what? It ain't been working the way that I've been doing it for 4 weeks.
Might as well try something else.
Might as well try something different.
Coming up at 3:15, Nick Sirianni speaks. We will hear if Elliot gets the first question. And coming up next, a beautiful montage of highlights to get you hyped up from yesterday's game. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.